All right, and also not just in the Tampa Bay area now, but now around the globe through Starcom Media. And if you listen on that whole thing, that is fantastic. And you can go to our website, bohmglobal.com, and find out when the show airs on Starcom Media. We also, back in September of 14, started another show. We have two shows a week now. The Thursday night show is a show that is life coaching. It features me, but my other name, my AKA Mama Mac, which my kids and grandkids call me. And the title of it is Go Yard with Mama Mac. And go yard means hit a home run in life. And so I am joined every week with one of our ministry members, Dr. Angel Falzoni. She's a licensed mental health counselor and PhD. And she gives advice, and advice isn't the right word. We tackle very difficult subjects. The last 2 weeks, we talked about thriving instead of just surviving, and gave a lot of tips for stress control in our lives, and got a lot of good response. And we handle those kinds of things. We handle domestic violence. We've had shows on setting proper boundaries. That whole show has its own website now. It is goyard2014.org. And so, not com, org. So go to that website and you can catch all these shows. And there's some on worry. There's some on all kinds of life events that you need. And it's from a counseling and life coaching perspective. So that's goyard2014.org. And we invite you to join us on Thursday nights live here on this station at 6:06 p.m. And the show airs on Starcom Media at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Thursdays Central. So that's the schedule. But go to goyard2014.org and you can get all the old past shows like you can do on the Beacon of Hope website. So with all that said, we welcome you to the second hour of Living the Good Life. And yes, time is flying because we are having fun. And if you just joined us, go to get your Bible. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 3. And we're going to go down to starting in about verse 14 through 20, something like that. We're going to talk here with Cindy, our radio team member up in Indiana, in our Indiana contingent, which we have a Beacon of Hope contingent in Indiana. And also our Pastor Jim, my associate pastor. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and Cindy Logan's up there in Indiana. So we're going to talk more in just a moment. Pastor Jim, we left off with this concept about hope. And look at the song.
I know.
That's coming up next.
Our Only Hope is Jesus by Dara McLean.
Let's listen, and then we're going to talk and get Cindy back in here on the air. Our Only Hope.
She still keeps the pictures of who she lost. Joy is a memory that she forgot. Life wasn't fair to her. A cold room and all alone, she cries tonight. Her prayers are angry words. Their questions why life wasn't fair to her. You're healer to the broken, shepherd to the lost, father to the orphan, adopted by the cross. There's comfort in your arms. It's where our healing starts. Our only hope is Jesus. He's tired of the love. You're a healer to the broken, shepherd to the lost, father to the orphan, adopted by the cross. There's comfort in your arms, is where our healing starts. Our only hope is Jesus. Our only hope is Jesus.
Amen. Our only hope is Jesus. Your healer to the broken. Father to the orphaned. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. That song couldn't have fit any better right there. Oh, we were just talking about this hope that we can have in Christ Jesus. Cindy, talk to us, because some of the things you shared personally in our first hour really go along with this song, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely, and I can only concur that many times in my life, Jesus was my only hope.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's to going all the way back to childhood, and I suffered a very traumatic childhood for many, many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And as a child, going to Sunday school, you get Jesus, the knowledge and the truth in your head, and you don't have any guidance from parenting or any adult who really, I didn't have any adult who really shared that stuff with me except Sunday school teachers. And from a very small girl, I could call on Jesus when I was in trouble or scared and fearful.
Right.
Without really knowing the magnitude of just how much he did love me.
Right.
But I had that little bit of hope. Well, there's this guy named Jesus I can call on, and maybe
that's
he'll
cool.
Maybe he'll be there with me and see me
wow.
through this. And I've done that since a small child, and learning that over lifetime, no matter how hard things were, or how hopeless life seemed. In the circumstances, Jesus
wow.
and the truth of the word and what it says sometimes is the only hope that a person has.
Exactly.
Just that little ounce of faith in believing that maybe this Jesus is real and he'll be there to see me through it. Still standing here today to tell you, he has always seen me through it.
Cindy, that is exactly.
And there's no other hope.
Right, and this speaks volumes to our audience scattered around the globe. Pastor Jim, comment on this, and then take us back to a verse that you wanted to share in Ephesians 3 there.
Well, yeah, I identify a lot with what Cindy said. And, I was sharing some things. I called my daughter. We talked today, and I was sharing some things with her, and yeah, and it brought up memories of my childhood. Not a great one, but you know what? God, going back to what we talked about in the first hour, God used all that.
Right.
The devil tried, will try to destroy us through, mm-hmm. especially in our childhood, through what our parents said and whatever. And God loved my parents. They were big on appearances.
Right.
And so we had to go to church camp.
Right.
And every Thursday at church camp was revival night. And every Thursday at every church camp I went to, I got saved. But like Cindy, that hit struck such a note, because I went back to the church I was going to. We had until I was almost an adult, until I was like almost graduated high school, we tended to have a string of pastors that really didn't know the word.
Right.
And weren't real big on salvation.
Right.
Okay. Let's just be honest. They really don't think believed in the resurrection, most of them. And yet, so even though I knew about Jesus, I had, like Cindy said, that head knowledge. Same
right.
thing.
Yeah.
I knew all about Jesus. I even preached a sermon before I got saved. That's how good
oh
I was.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. That's how impressed they were.
Right. Head knowledge.
Head, but it was head knowledge.
I not had heart that, knowledge.
What we used to call that 18-inch conversion from your head to your heart.
Right.
And that's what Paul's talking about here in Ephesians chapter 3 is, you know, he says, and I'm reading a New International. Ha ha, not the King James.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, Cindy's got her King James, so we're covered today.
And usually I'm like New American Standard or something, but God had me use this today anyway.
Okay.
I pray that out of his glorious riches, not just...
Leftovers.
Not just leftovers. And I think the King James says the riches of his glory.
The riches of his glory, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, these aren't leftovers. We don't get table scraps.
Right.
We get the full
Ooh,
meal.
Amen.
That he would strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being. Yeah. Okay, so the strength is not on the outside. And he wants to strengthen us with power. And when Paul talks about that, and he mentions it later on in this same section here, he's talking about the resurrection power. The power that raised Christ from the dead.
Praise God.
That he talks about explicitly in Ephesians chapter 1. It's the same thing. He just carries that theme over. Because the same spirit, to quote Romans 8:11, that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us.
Yes.
Gives life to our mortal bodies, strengthens us in our innermost being, in our spirit. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. It's not just some human power or human resource. It's the same power that God used when he raised Jesus from the dead. That's the dynamite, the dunamis, as you talk about.
Right.
That lives inside of us.
Yes, yes.
You just, amazing.
And that's what gets us fired up with purpose. That's our series right now, Fired Up with Purpose. When we realize that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us, it does change us. And that's what Paul's talking about here in Ephesians 3. And it's not a brute strength. It's an inner strength that happens. And and we're going to do this song in a minute, City on a Hill by Casting Crowns, because this song reminds us that so often we lose this fired up place that we need to be, fired up with purpose, because of people in our lives. It could be things you're talking about today, Cindy, circumstances in your life with relationships, with children, with all kinds of stuff going on. It can be people in churches that are mean, that they're gossipy, that they are jealous, they are rude. And, you know, we all need a Savior to change us on the inner man.
Right.
Go ahead, PJ.
Well, and I was going
to
say...
Then we'll go to you, Cindy.
Because sometimes we compare ourselves with... I know my particular trap is, why can't we be as big as such and such church?
Right.
And God says, you're fine where you are.
Right.
I mean, he's told me... You're fine where you are.
We're not a huge church here, but we are scattered around the globe.
Right, exactly. And that's where what God said.
Right.
You've got, you know, I have more people out there than you know.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes it's, you know, the devil would like to discourage us to take our eyes off the purpose.
Yes.
And our purpose right now is radio.
Amen. I mean, it is. With both these shows.
Exactly. With both the
shows. This is our focus now.
And God says, I'm going to empower you. I mean, he says it right here. I'm going to empower you by my spirit in your inner being.
Yes.
He's going to make us capable and competent to fulfill his purpose that he's given us.
Amen. Which fires us up.
Amen.
Fired up
I
with
got
purpose.
Fired up.
This is a great show. Cindy, talk to us about all this. Woo! Good stuff.
I'm pondering. you know, I'm asking myself, you know, I just experienced some stuff that coming out of it in the last few days, I feel that inner peace.
Okay.
And I experienced that inner strength.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like I gave in to the heartache and the woes, and I shed some tears. But just as quickly as I decided, I am handling this, I have the strength, I have God's peace about this situation.
Right.
I'm right back on track.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it going to take to get fired up? You know, I was thinking about all this, the things that Pastor Jim was saying bring us down, and we lose faith in people. We get frustrated with the worldly churches and
yes.
family members that just don't get it.
Right.
And I look around and I get frustrated with churches, particularly because I visit a church and it's just not there, or, you know, they're just not on track, or the Holy Spirit just isn't showing up, and you know, and then I step back and go, you know, why are so many people not getting it? Where's the passion? Where's the
right.
the fire?
Yes.
Why are so many people not getting this? And it gets discouraging to be the only one fired up. If
right.
you know what I mean?
We do
if
know.
You're the only one. You know, and you look around your family and you're like, wow, you know, you guys just don't get it. You don't understand.
Exactly.
They don't have that passion for God with the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
mm-hmm.
like Pastor Jim said, I'm not the one to be able to convince them or show them or help them to believe the way I do. I'm sure that God would have to use someone else entirely to get to them, your family members, I mean.
Right,
because
sure.
They just don't want to listen, or they just don't understand it primarily.
It just
doesn't happen.
Right.
But, you know, it gets frustrating. I think it puts our fire out because I feel like I'm a loner in this life with people that I deal with. I don't know. I something needs to spark that inner passion, that fire, to just see people saved, to just see people,
amen,
just to share the truth with them, just to get them to listen.
Yes.
I guess my only prayer is I hope that through this radio ministry and the Go Yard ministry, that enough people will, you know, that's going to help tremendous amount of people to hear the truth and
exactly.
hopefully, help them put the fire and the passion back in their
Woo.
Life. But, as an individual walking this life from day to day, it's just very hard to keep the fire ignited.
Okay.
I feel like a little flame over here, if you know what I mean. Just I want it to burn brighter. I want to make a difference. I want to have that passion. It's phenomenal. It's amazing what God's power can do.
Absolutely.
In a person's life, and I've experienced that. But I just personally need to the help in keeping that flame aglow and to keep that fire burning. I want to have more passion.
Amen.
More of God. More of this excitement.
Yeah.
I don't know how to get it.
Right. Well, this is what this series is all about, because this is the burden in my heart right now to share this mm-hmm. and give some answers. Pastor Jim, you want to comment before we go to this next song?
Yeah, just real briefly, a lot of what we just talked about is found in these very next verses, how to get fired up, how to stay fired up.
I know
I can't read verses 20 and 21 without getting real fired up.
Right.
But the path to getting to there is in these next few verses that we're going to
so
go over.
Let's do this song, and then we're going to go to these verses, and we've got some answers right here. This song is by Casting Crowns, City on a Hill. Whoa, good song. It's got a powerful message, audience. Listen to these words by the group Casting Crowns.
Did you hear of the city on the hill? Said one old man to the other. It once shined bright and it would be shining still. But they all started turning on each other. You see, the poets thought the dancers were shallow, and the soldiers thought the poets were weak, and the elders saw the young ones as foolish, and the rich
rich man never heard the poor man speak. And one by one, they ran away with their made-up minds to leave it all behind. And the light began to fade in the city on the hill. The city on the hill. Each one thought that they knew better, but they were different by design. Instead of standing strong together, they let their differences divide. And one by one, they ran away with their made-up minds to leave it all behind. And the light began to fade in the city on the hill. Searching still. But it was the rhythm of the dancers that gave the poets life. It was the spirit of the poets that gave the soldiers strength to fight. It was the fire of the young ones. It was the wisdom of the old. It was the story of the poor man that made it to be told. It is the rhythm of the dancers that gives the poet's life. It is the spirit of the poets that gives a soldier strength to fight. It is the fire of the young ones. It is the wisdom of the old. It is the story of the poor man that's needing to be told. One by one we'll be run away with our made-up minds to leave it all behind.
Wow. One by one, we run away with our made-up minds and leave it all behind. Oh, my, that's a powerful message in that song. And Cindy asked a great question before we did this song. What happens when it all does feel like we've lost the passion, the fire on the inside? So often we've heard it said that when a person first gets saved and then when they get filled with the Holy Spirit, you got to just look out. They're crazy wild for God for a period of time. And then things begin, life begins to happen, and that passion that decreases. This series, Fired Up with Purpose, is all about rekindling that fire in each of us, that passion. And we are in Ephesians 3, if you're just catching the end of the show. Ephesians 3, what verse are we on, Pastor Jim? And we will let you comment on what you said. You had answers right here in the Word for what Cindy just asked.
Right, yeah. It's, oh, where are we at? About verse 12. So that...
Of Ephesians
Christ,
3?
Of Ephesians 3. Christ may dwell in your heart through faith.
Yeah.
And I pray that you... being rooted and grounded in love. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important.
Yes.
That we look at that, because it's being rooted. I've always thought of a tree.
Mm-hmm.
We draw our strength from God's love. I mean, right. We draw our sap, our life, as right. it were, from God's love. And then grounded. New International says established. Some translations say grounded. I always looked at that as like building the foundation. We can't build our Christian walk on anything but God's love. That's what, I know, at least for me, that's what's kept me. And I pray this prayer, and I ask God always for a continued and more of a revelation of his love, because that's, Paul says, that's where we get our life.
That's
what we build
right.
our lives on, is God's love.
Amen.
Nothing else.
Right.
And then he said that we may have the power to, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and how long and how deep and high is the love of Christ.
Verse 19. We got to get a hold of that.
And to know this love, which surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled with all the measure of the fullness of God. We can know the length and the depth, the height of this love which surpasses knowledge. So we can't do it in our head.
No.
I can read about God's love all through the Bible.
Right.
I can get it all up in my head. But because it surpasses knowledge, God has to drop it. I have to allow God and ask for that revelation that it be plopped right in my spirit.
Right in your spirit.
Because that way, we get filled with all the fullness of God.
It's a supernatural work. It doesn't just happen, go ahead.
And it can't happen.
Right. Without God's Holy Spirit.
Without God. This is revelation knowledge right here. Because Paul says, I want to know God's love, which is beyond knowing. Well, that sounds kind of silly. How can I know something that's beyond knowing?
It's beyond knowing in our natural realm, our natural heart and mind.
We can't sense it with our senses. Right. We can't even emote it with our emotions.
Right.
It's a spiritual thing. It's even deeper than our emotions. And
it's a spiritual awakening.
It is a spiritual awakening. It's a moving of God within us. And then all of a sudden we become filled with all the fullness of God.
Right.
Whoa.
We got to desire it.
Right.
We've got to desire it. And that's what Paul's talking about. He's saying, I'm praying for you that you're going to get this. You're going to realize that God's love for you. You know, let me just stop right here and go back to human-wise. When you know somebody really loves you, your mother or your sister or your husband, your spouse, whatever, your child. When you know that somebody in your life really loves you, it does something to you, right? It just causes you to feel like a little smile on your face. Wow, I'm loved. You know, somebody sees my good points and my bad points, but they still love me, you know, regardless of that. Well, Paul is saying, as great as it is to realize a human loves you, when you really understand God's love for you, and you say, God, I want to understand just how much you love me. Look out, because things are going to start happening and you're going to begin to realize, and that's going to fire you up with purpose.
Well, we talked about being in freedom.
Yeah.
Earlier here in Ephesians about, you know, having the freedom and confidence to come before God. You can't do that unless you have a revelation of God's love.
That's right.
If I think God's holding something against me or holding something back from me, I'm not going to be able to approach him with freedom or confidence. I'm going to, I'm just maybe kind of come cringing, sliding,
but see, that's,
you know, slurking into the presence of God.
That's the devil's work always, to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10, Jesus said, the thief, the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to take away that confidence that we have and our passion for God and for the purpose that he has in our life. The devil is always trying to steal that from us. Go ahead with your point, and then I'll get to Cindy here.
And I think one of the ways, I know, you know, he's done it successfully in my life before, that the devil works is, okay, big sin, little sin, doesn't matter. It's a sin, and the devil will accuse you before God and say, you can't come into God's presence because look what you did.
Condemnation.
Look at what you did. Look at how awful you are.
Right.
And if I forget that God loves me, I'm going to think, and this is always a biggie for me, that I've got to do something to earn his love. We can't.
We can't.
We just can't.
Right.
God is not going to love us any more, any less. He can't. His love is infinite. No more, no less. And that's what frees us. And God, that's what Paul's praying here, that to know the height, the depth, the length, the width, which is, of course, infinite, of God's love.
Right.
God gives you a revelation of that, and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
That fires me up, because now nothing can stop me.
Right.
Because I know that, I'm going to sin. I'm not perfect yet. But God loves me and provided the atonement for that sin.
Right. Amen.
In Jesus, all I got to do is say, I'm sorry, I confess.
If we confess our sins, 1 John 1:9, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's part of our hope right there.
Amen. Amen.
Woo, Cindy, talk to us. I mean, this is part of our answer, don't you think, girl?
It is. What God gave me, I think, for the listening audience as I was listening to Pastor Jim, is we have to realize that God will meet us where we are.
Amen. Amen.
We don't have to feel like we have to do something before we can come to God or receive His love.
Oh, amen.
What came to mind was people with self-esteem issues.
Yes.
You know, they're not worthy of being loved. They feel, and maybe another human being made them feel that way. But God wants us to understand that He loves us regardless.
Amen.
It's unconditional. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to prepare. We don't have to change anything. Just call on Him and ask Him. Like Pastor Jim said, I'm sorry. Repent of whatever it is that's making you feel guilty or unworthy.
Right.
That's the devil beating you up anyway.
Right.
And just go to Him and say, you know, here I am in all my sin, and I feel terrible about myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to receive the unconditional love you have for me. It's just knowing and understanding that you don't have to do anything but ask for it. It's there.
Oh, praise God. Yes. You're right on. And when we get that down on the inside of us, realize, and that's why Paul is praying for not just the Ephesians, but he's praying for all of us right here, that we would get this, how much God loves us, and that we would quit dwelling on the past. We would start living in the present and looking forward to the future and let the past go. Let all that stuff go and realize God loves us regardless of our past. And Cindy, I really think there's people out there today that have been so bogged down in their lives by the sins of their past and their failings and their junk that they maybe still are in or carrying around or still doing. And so it's hard to realize that you can become fired up with purpose if you're still feeling bogged down with the past. And that's what I hear you talking about, Cindy. That's what I hear Pastor Jim talking about today. And we are reaching out to you listeners today and helping you to realize God has, I mean, through the Apostle Paul, you have been prayed for already. In the book of Ephesians 3, you have been prayed for, that you will understand the height and depth of God's love, and that you will realize that God loves you so very much. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Most of us know that verse. And the next verse, John 3:17, because Jesus didn't come in this world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. And Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And then David said in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, who heals all my diseases and forgives all my iniquities. And as far as the east is from the west, has He removed my transgressions from me. That's just a few verses I'm spouting off right there. But Pastor Jim, go with that, and then we'll go back to Cindy on this, because this is a big key to being fired up with purpose.
Right. You can't be fired up if you're always under condemnation or you think you have to earn your way
right
into God's presence.
I mean, I speak,
I just want our listeners to know, I'm not just spouting off. I speak from experience. I have struggled with that. Off and on. I mean, I really struggled with it for years after I got saved because, as Cindy said, it was a self-esteem issue.
Right.
Even though I knew my sins were forgiven, yet I never felt worthy enough because there were certain sin patterns that continued and just things that I knew were not pleasing to God.
Right.
And yes, I'm not minimizing the fact that they weren't pleasing to God. What I minimized in my own head was the fact that God had already taken care of it.
Right.
And there wasn't anything I could do. I tried to live on a works-based relationship with God.
Right.
Talk about legalistic. Ooh, mama, I've been there. And it just doesn't work, because the harder you try on your own to get into God's presence, the further away you're going to end up, because it's just nothing but frustration. It's nothing but trial. It's nothing but, it just doesn't
exactly
work.
Right. It doesn't.
Because you can't work your way into God's
presence.
You
cannot.
Presence. You have to go in, as we said before, by faith. We quoted up here earlier in Ephesians chapter 3, in him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. And
amen.
In him, in Jesus. Him. It's not in my works, in my righteousness, in my sanctification. It's
right.
in Jesus, who has become to me redemption and righteousness and sanctification
amen.
And wisdom. It's in him that I can approach God.
Woo! Amen. Right
and
on.
I picture myself kind of inside of Jesus. You always use that thing about that little plastic Jesus.
Right.
Now it's that little plastic gym inside of Jesus. But it's like, because I'm covered in his blood,
right,
I can approach the throne with
yes.
freedom and confidence.
Yes, amen.
Because when God looks at me, he doesn't see my sin. He sees Jesus. He sees
right.
the blood.
Yes.
And
yes.
that's why I can do that.
Whoa, praise God. Woo, good stuff. Cindy, comment on this before we get to this next song. Ah,
I don't know what to say. I'm speechless.
Okay.
I'm just sitting here. I'm sitting here telling my head.
There you go.
And I'm reading chapter or verse 20. He's able to do exceeding
yes.
abundantly above all that we ask
Ooh,
for. Faith.
Yeah.
This is the power that raised the dead.
Yes.
Inside of us.
Right.
Which is so amazing and so large. It's like, why do we minimize it?
Right.
Why are we not shouting to the whole world how
right.
awesome this is? And I know that's what we try to do through our ministry, through
right.
our radio broadcast. You know, we try to do it, but it's we do it at such a minimal level.
Right.
You know, it makes me want to just go out now and do something greater, something more.
I know, doesn't it?
Something to share it with the world.
Woo! Cindy's
going
to be on the street corner after radio's
yeah,
over.
Yeah, on the street corner. You'll be one of the whacked out religious fanatics on the street corner that we all make, you know, we make fun of them, you know, be honest. Or we think, oh, they're crazy, you know. They're, you know, they call them Jesus freaks or whatever. It's because it's so uncommon, you know, it's
right.
so unaccepted.
Right.
But that's the kind of thing I feel like, you know, that I need to do to make somebody pay attention. How, you know, the question is, how do I get others to get a hold of this?
You know how you do it? Go ahead.
Do I know how to do it?
Yeah. Here's what was coming to me right here. It is a moment by moment, daily saying, Lord, use me where you would have me used. Open a door of opportunity for me to share you with someone. And it's not anything we can really plan that much. That's what's so bizarre about it. Because if we did, we'd be getting the glory for our plan. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the goal here is total dependence on Jesus. Okay? That's the goal. And so you say, wait a minute, what do you mean total dependence? We do not get the glory for God opening a door and us telling somebody about Jesus and they him saying, yeah, I'll pray that prayer with you because I need Jesus. We don't get any glory for that. All we are is the vessel. We are not the message. Jesus is the message. And so how we do it, Cindy, is we get up every day with an attitude of, all right, Lord, I choose to be used of you today. You open the doors of opportunity, and then I'll walk through them. Does that make sense, Cindy?
It does, and that's it. And it's all back to attitude. Just getting mm-hmm. up every
yes,
day
it
with
is.
That attitude. Use me, Lord. Let me be the vessel. And I suppose people will get a hold of it by what they see in our own lives.
Sure.
The changes they see. I guess it doesn't have to be a wow factor all the time.
Yeah.
To get some people to
right.
get a hold of it. It's just what they see happening in our own lives. It's the things they see about us that's different, that's
exactly.
changed. Or maybe just how we handle these crisis situations when mm-hmm. they come to us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Look at that, you know, look at me or that other person and say, wow, how did you handle that so well? How are you not just totally crushed by that situation
right.
when they see that the strength and the might that you have inside you from Jesus?
Woo.
You know, not by your own might, you know, by his power. So yeah, today's helped me understand more personally for me how to be a witness, how to help others get this fire by just, like you said, that attitude that I get up with every day.
Yes. Yes.
And what others see going on in my life.
And you realize that it's God's grace that will open the doors, which leads us perfectly to this song by Mercy Me, Grace Tells Another Story.
You say don't waste your time. You simply cannot find an ounce of good within the heart of man. They say,
Grace tells another story. No matter what the world says about you, no matter what the devil is saying to you about yourself and condemning you, no matter what anybody around you feels about you, grace tells another story. Pastor Jim, comment on that. Boy, Cindy, these insights you and Pastor Jim have been given today, this has been a great, great show. Woo!
Grace trumps everything.
Grace trumps it all. All the condemnation, all of it.
Yeah, I mean, wow. I mean, yeah, there's nothing. God's grace is so, well, again, like his love, it's infinite. And grace means, and I mentioned it earlier, I don't have to try to get into God's presence.
Exactly.
Because of his grace. Grace itself means he's extending the hand of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a way to look at it. He's just extending his friendship, his covenant to me.
Amen.
Through Jesus, through that grace. And it does tell another story. It doesn't matter what you've heard, what you believe about yourself. Don't buy the lie that you can't be saved.
Exactly.
That God doesn't love you, because he does.
Yes.
He does love you. His grace does tell a different story.
Amen.
If he didn't love you, then why did Jesus die?
That's right.
You know, that would have been, that was useless. That would have been a useless sort of thing. But Jesus did die. He did rise from the dead.
Amen.
And in that, God shows his love toward us. And I quote Paul from Romans chapter 5. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
And wow. You know, what more can you say? I mean, because we all inherited the tendency to sin from Adam.
Sure.
And that separates us from God, and yet grace bridges that gap.
Amen.
And enables us, because of what Jesus did, to come into God's presence.
Ooh.
And to receive these blessings, like Cindy mentioned before. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or imagine, through the power working in us, that resurrection power. Now that fires me up. That
it
gets
does.
Me excited about being Christian.
Ooh, amen. Which leads me to this. If there are any listeners out there on the listening on the website later, or live, or to StarCom Media and this show, and you are not sure, beyond a doubt, that you have asked Jesus to come into your heart, now is your moment and your opportunity for a life-changing reality to set in to you, that Jesus Christ died on a cross for your sins and sicknesses, that he loves you so much that he went to the cross and took all your sins, and that simply by declaring with your mouth and believing in your heart, according to Romans 10, 9 and 10, if we declare with our mouth, believe in our heart, that God, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and that God raised Jesus from the dead, we're going to be saved. It's a matter of believing and declaring it, receiving it by faith and declaring it out of your mouth. So we're going to pray the sinner's prayer right now. Pastor Jim, I'm going to ask you to repeat after me each line. Dear ones, wherever you are in this beautiful big universe of ours, if you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now, pray along with Pastor Jim, and we will make sure that you are a child of the living God after this short prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Son of God.
I believe that he came to this earth and died on a cross.
I believe that he came to this earth and died on a cross.
To take my sins and sicknesses in his body.
To take my sins and sicknesses in his body.
I believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
I ask you now, Lord, to forgive me.
I ask you now, Lord, to forgive me.
For anything and everything I've ever said or done.
For anything and everything I've ever said or done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
I ask you to come and live on the inside of me.
I ask you to come and live on the inside of me.
I believe that you do that right now.
I believe that you do that right now.
I am your child, and you are my Savior and Lord.
I am your child, and you are my Savior and Lord.
In Jesus' name, this I pray.
In Jesus' name, this I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we invite you to contact us. It's easy. We are very accessible, no matter where you are in this planet. Planet's the word I meant. Not universe.
Well, you never know.
You never know if we got some aliens listening in. But anyway, we invite you to contact us. My email is very easy, pastor@bohmglobal.com. Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, is pastorjim@bohmglobal.com. The prayer ministry is prayers@bohmglobal.com. There's a theme developing here, right?
Yes, I hear that.
Yes, okay. And you can contact us at any time asking questions. We usually encourage people to start reading the book of John in your Bible, because it's excellent, leading you to all about Jesus and who he is, because there's seven times he says, I am the light of the world, I am the bread of life, etc. Read the book of John. It will absolutely turn your life around, and then start reading some in the Psalms at the same time. That will really help you. So we want to hear from you. Also, we want to give Cindy and Pastor Jim an opportunity to give some final thoughts here for about 2 minutes each. We're running out of time. Can believe it or not, can you believe this show has just flown by? Cindy, you've just been so insightful and such a blessing today on the air. And I do believe this show was meant for you to be on, because I believe you've really helped a lot of people understand that God does have a purpose and a plan for their lives.
I hope so, and the show has been good for me. It has, the Holy Spirit has put some confirmation inside of me about God's love for me, His grace, and as the song was playing, I thought how long-suffering His grace is, how patient God is
Amen.
With us.
Amen.
When we screw up over and over and over and over, and it, some of us, it takes so many years before we get it right. But He is patient,
yes.
and His grace covers
yes.
all those mess ups time and time again until we get it right.
Woo.
He never gives up on us.
No.
So that's my closing thoughts is for you listeners, is He never gives up on us.
Amen.
He's always waiting for us to call on Him.
Amen.
And I hope I've made a difference today for
you
some
have.
Listeners.
You
and
have.
Yeah, my life is a testimony. Still in the making. So.
All right, Cindy, you're wonderful. Thank you for being on today, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. God bless you, Pastor Jim. Give us some final thoughts.
Well. Wow, this has, I mean, this has just been
very anointed, amazing show.
And just an incredible show. And again, according to the email that you sent out, we didn't quite get everything covered. But you know what? We got covered what God wanted covered.
That's it.
And, you know, I just bless God for
yeah.
the opportunity, like Cindy said, just to be on the radio, to share the word of God. I mean, this is. Sometimes I think we just don't realize the impact. I mean, the Bible says the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. We're sending out that living word of
Amen.
God.
Amen. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. How amazing is that? And I do just want to encourage our listeners. Just know that, and I can't remember right offhand who sings the song, but His love never fails. It never gives up. He never gives up on me. And what a blessing that is to know that, because like Cindy, I mean, I've been through some struggles. There have been some times and I turned my back on God. I just didn't want to have anything to do with Him anymore because I felt like He had not done what I thought He should have done in my life or what I was told He would do in my life.
Right.
So I got all bitter and angry and turned away. And yet His love and His grace drew me back.
Amen.
And, you know, praise God. I'm still here. I'm still walking with God. It's been 41 years. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And both of you are such a blessing and such a absolute witness to what God is doing in each of our lives. And I can't thank you enough for taking this time and being on the air and being a part of this radio team. Out there, wherever you are on this planet, let's go back to that. If you would like to become involved with Beacon of Hope in this global ministry, we encourage you. You can support this radio broadcast. Any funds that you send our way go right to paying these radio bills. And, you know, it's amazing. We start our 9th year today with this show. And in all 8 years, there's never been a show we didn't have the money. God has always provided, even though we're a relatively small ministry, God has always provided the money every single Sunday. You can become a part of this financial blessing that you will get as you give tithes and offerings. If this is your church, give tithes and offerings. Go to our website. It's easy to do. BOHMglobal.com. Down at the bottom of the homepage, there is a thing that says donations. Click on that and it'll open your PayPal. PayPal is safe and secure, and you can go there and give a donation and it will go towards the radio ministry. And so we encourage you, do that. Plant your finances in God's kingdom where the word of God is coming out strong and changing lives. We hear so many answers to prayer And God is doing that. He gets all the glory and the praise. We're just the little laborers in the vineyard who have chosen to answer the call. So if you can give financially and help this ministry, do it. So just go to bohmglobal.com, bottom of the homepage, donations. It'll open PayPal, and you can give a safe and secure donation towards the radio ministry. And we encourage you to listen to our other show every week, Thursday nights, 6 p.m., 6:06 really, on this station, 5 o'clock Eastern on the Starcom Media Network. And 4 o'clock Central on the Starcom Media Network is Go Yard, which is a life coaching show. You can listen to as many of these shows as you can do on our website, bohmglobal.com. Go to Radio Broadcast and go there, and you will see so many of them. And most of them with titles where you can go to something that really will minister to you and help you. And always we have great contemporary music and teaching the word with our radio contributors and our radio team. So we welcome you to go there and listen to the old shows. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, we welcome you to join us this Friday night for our Friday gathering. And located Ramada Inn, 3580 Almerton Road, Clearwater. And we have a beautiful room there on the front right side of the Ramada Inn with a separate entrance. Very nice. And we welcome you to join us this Friday night sometime between 6 and 6:30 is when we get started. We share the word. Have a wonderful time of worship and fellowship. Great friendships are forged in the times there as we teach the word. So we encourage you to come and be a part of that Friday nights at 6:30. This show airs every Sunday afternoon live in the Tampa Bay Network at 3 p.m. from 3 to 5, and that's Eastern time. So if you have a prayer need, we encourage you to use our prayer line. Pastor Jim and Betty will answer those requests just as quickly as they can with their work schedules and within a few hours usually. And that prayer will be written and sent out to our prayer team. You can join the prayer team by going to the same address as you would send a prayer request. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. bohmglobal.com. That's the key right there. Prayers. Me, pastor at bohmglobal.com, Pastor Jim at bohmglobal.com. We're all at that place, so you can find us all there. Woo, wow. All right, it's been a great show, Cindy, Pastor Jim. God bless you both. And we're excited about what God's doing in this new series, Fired Up with Purpose. Tell somebody about it and join us again next week. Whoa, we got to get out of here. This is Pastor Marcia, Pastor Jim, and Cindy bringing the Word of God this day to you. And remember, He's always there to hear our prayers. It's not far to Jesus. It's not far.
It's not far from here to Jesus.
Run to Him.
His loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and He will lead you safely to His side. There's no need for you to fear. You can trust Him with your heart. It's not far.
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 From here to Jesus. It's not far.